Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yesterday, I opened up my email, and there was two in there. One from Meta, from Facebook.
Oh, Mark.
And then one from our IT guy here at work, talking about changes on social media. And then the one from Meta said that I had been completely removed from the Mix 100 Facebook page. I had no longer have privileges to have full posting, full manipulation, full
anything.
That was me,
they
sorry.
They completely took me out. Okay, was that you?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I got both of those, and I immediately looked at Nicole, and I was like, huh, new year, I guess they're getting ready to let some people go.
I know, right? Am I fired? Is this the...
Oh, no.
That was my instant thought. I was like,
all my
permissions have been removed from Facebook and Instagram. No longer can do anything. And then I hopped on my Facebook, and I could no longer even access the Mix page. So, sorry, guys. I'm gone.
Seriously?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you talked to anybody else about this yet? Or?
I actually messaged our IT guy, like, immediately. I was like, I go, blink twice if they're firing me.
You can tell me. You can
Just tell me, homie.
And, it's all good.
You know, he didn't reply back for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, okay. Oh. Well, now this is getting a little suspicious, isn't it? I know.
Oh.
And then he wrote back, he goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. That shouldn't have happened. And within a few minutes, I've got full privileges back on the Mix Facebook page. But there was a few minutes there where I thought, okay, all right. Well, I don't think ratings were that bad.
Right?
We updated the old resume. What have I been doing?
Straight up canned.
I guess they don't want Jer going on and blasting anybody.
Well, and that email makes way more sense now because we got emails from the IT guy as well talking about Facebook
about
and
passwords.
Instagram.
I just passwords.
Yeah,
stuff, yeah,
but I thought I wasn't
posting
enough. No, I haven't checked. I just don't even know. I was just like, oh, they're telling me I need to do more. Like,
yeah,
go figure.
Yeah. You should.
You know, so yeah, that was it. Now it makes more sense what that was about.
I'm still here. My key card still worked to get in
today.
That's
good. Good news.
If you're thinking about taking down your Christmas tree, today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. And it is the day traditionally that you're supposed to, you know, toss your real one out to the curb or put your fake one back up in the rafters. And Katie's like, I know why.
I do.
Why?
Because it's the 12th day of Christmas. So the 12th day of Christmas is when you take it down. So traditionally, the song 12 Days of Christmas, it starts on Christmas. So it goes through January 6th. So, and I've learned also that it's not only that you're supposed to take it down, but if you don't, it could bring you bad luck. Like, keeping your Christmas lights up past January 6th could bring you bad luck for the new year and all those resolutions you set
you don't
and everything.
Want that.
It
Why,
counteracts.
Though?
I don't know. I just heard that this was part of like the fable or whatever that goes along with the 12 days of Christmas.
So
that if you don't take them down, you could get bad luck for 2026.
Before everybody texts
don't
in, the 12th day ended last night. It's not today.
Oh, so, okay,
it
yeah,
ended
so
last
today's
night.
The 13th
so today's
day.
The 13th.
Yes, yeah.
Today's the day that you take it down.
I always thought those days were leading up to Christmas. I did not know
too.
That.
Yeah, so they start on Christmas
you start
and
on
then
Christmas.
They go after. But
we took ours down Sunday, I believe it was. Saturday, Sunday, within a couple days, we took them all down.
And see,
I packed them up.
I have loved the lights in my apartment so much this year that like I really wanted to keep them up as long as possible.
You could still get lights in your apartment.
I know, but I heard that bad luck part and I was like, oh, I will take them down today.
Get different lights.
Don't you? Yeah, but also, don't you like the Colorado thing is to keep it up
like
up until
that's your
final
outdoor
stock show day.
That's your
right?
outdoor lights.
Yeah, and I know.
Which is I've harped for years. That pisses me off like nothing else. I can't even. I don't even get me started.
Well, when it's January 17th,
laziness. It's
and
pure
you're
laziness.
At,
Yes.
It's just people being like, well, stock show's still going.
Yeah,
still
I
going.
Just don't have time to get out there. But the stock show's going. No big deal. It's laziness.
Yeah, it's laziness. But also, again, I go back to the lights bring me so much joy this year because the. Again, those 3D glasses that you wear, I still have those. I put them on my tree, and every so often I'll grab them, and I'll just look at all the lights, and they're little snowmen. It makes me so happy.
Well,
so
and in our
like,
defense,
you
like,
just see Katie sitting on her couch alone in her apartment with her 3D glasses, mouth open, just looking around.
Yes, that's
so
exactly
much.
It. Like,
I still can't believe you're single.
I just need another pair of glasses. That's all that is. We can do it together.
Not necessary.
Come on.
You poor thing. I just.
We'll just
what?
Leave it there.
No.
You poor thing.
This was. Okay. Me, poor thing.
Bless your heart.